Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf. Today we are doing daf Ayin Vav, daf 76. We left off at Ayin Heyam, Bet 75b at the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. Hare ze gitich amenat shetashamshi et Abba. This is your get on condition that you serve my father. Or almenat sheteniki et beni. Or on condition that you breastfeed my son. How long does we have to do it? 2 years. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, 18 months. Meta ben or shemeta av, if the son or the father dies, now there's no way to fulfill the condition anymore. So it's considered a get. He says, this is your get on condition that you serve my father 2 years. Or you breastfeed my son 2 years. Either the son dies or the father says, I don't want you to serve me. He's not strict on it. Ain't no get. That's not considered a get. Rashbag says that is considered a get. Why? Anytime there's an ikuv, meaning there is a reason that she's no longer able to fulfill the condition, but it's not because of her, it's because of someone else. Then that is considered a get. So the Gemara says, "Umi ba'inan kulehai." Do we really need all of that? Or minu, we have a contradiction. Shimshatuk yom echad, henikatu yom echad. Har is a get if she served the father for 1 day or breastfed the son for 1 day. That's it. It's already considered a get. You don't need the full 2 years. Tamaru chista lakashya har rabbanan v'har rashbag. The machloka between rabbanan and rashbag. Matnitin rashbag. Our Mishnah, which said you need 2 years or 18 months, that's a rashbag. Who said earlier, like the case of the that we had about the cloak, that the guy says, yeah, I will divorce you on condition that you give me my cloak, and she lost it. So we said the Rashbag says she can give the value. So Rashi says, Alma laharvacha mechaven velav davka ka'amar, hanam laharvacha mechaven bekozman shu ratzerich linoch ka'amar. All the meantime that he needs to breastfeed is what was said. That's Rashbag. Whereas Uberaita Rabbanan, the Beraita that we said that even 1 day is enough, that would follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, that when she said, that we said earlier, I want the specific cloak. So too, over here also, when it says, I want you to serve my father or breastfeed my son, Dafka. And so therefore, 1 day, you would fulfill the obligation. So the Gemara says, hold on. Hami deseva Rashbag have. From the end of the Mishnah, it's the opinion of Rashbag. So Miklal Derisha, love Rashbag. So therefore, the beginning part of the Mishnah cannot be Rashbag. Why would it say the end of the Mishnah is Rashbag if the beginning of the Mishnah was Rashbag? So Ela Baraita Rashbag he the Mekel Betanai. Our Baraita that said that if you serve for 1 day, that's already considered fulfilling the condition. That's following Rashbag, who is lenient when it comes to conditions, right? Like we saw earlier, whenever he says, "I'll give you a divorce on condition you give me my cloak." Even if she doesn't have the cloak, she can give the value, and that's enough. So the Gemara says, Matnitin Rabbanan in our Mishnah, which said you need to do 18 months or 2 years, that's the Rabbanan. Answer number 2. Rava says, Lakashya, Kan Bistam, Kan Mifarish. The difference is if you are just generalizing, stating, I want you to serve my father or breastfeed my son, or you're specifying, I want you to do it for 1 day. Right? So if you specify, then that's fine. Whereas if you don't specify, then you would need to do 2 years. Rav Ashi Amar, Kol Stam Nami Kamifarish Yom Echad Dameh. Anytime it's Stam, it's also like specifying for 1 day, Rav Ashi says. So the Gemara says, Tanan, Stam Mishnah, Kami Minikatu, how long does she have to breastfeed the son? Shtei Shanim, for 2 years. Rabbi Da says, Shmonach Sar Chodesh, 18 months. So Bishlamad Rav Nicha, it makes sense according to Rav, who said the difference is if you just generalize it or you specify how long. According to Ravashi, who said that generalizing is like saying 1 day, why do you need 2 years or 18 months? 1 day is enough. You don't need anything more than that. So the Gemara says, this is what he meant to say. 1 day out of the first 2 years, or out of those 2 years. It cannot be that you don't breastfeed until after 2 years. Or yom echad mishmona asar chodesh, 1 day out of the 18 months. La'apuki la'char shmona asar chodesh delo, to exclude after the 18 months that you would not be able to fulfill the condition. It's only within this 18 months. The Gemara says, "Meitivei, we have a contradiction." Harezeh gidich al menashe teshamshi et abash deshanim. This is your get on condition that you serve my father for 2 years. or to breastfeed my son for 2 years. Meta ben, if the son dies, Osha amar ha'av yevshishitisham sheni, or the father says, I don't want you to serve me, shalobak beda, he's not strict, he doesn't care, ain't no get, that's not considered a get. So the Gemara says, Bishlama the Rava, amananda amud aleph. Bishlama the Rava, makes sense according to Rava. Risha below parish, sefer de parish. The beginning part of that braita we just brought, that he said, look at Rashi. Rashi says, he says that it's really 2 years, not 1 day. And even if you generalize it, the first case where we said if the son dies within 2 years, the get takes effect, that's bedelo parish, where it was not specified. It wasn't specified he needed to do 2 years. So therefore, even if less than 2 years was fulfilled, the condition is fulfilled. Seifa de parish, Rashi says, al korchach dafka kamar, specifically, because you specified, the han lo yitzterich lefarusha yu parish, you didn't need to specify how long, and you said 2 years, so therefore if something happens, or the father says, I don't want you to serve me, that's not enough. So that makes sense according to Rava. The Gemara says, el ravashi, according to Rashi, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference between the beginning and the end of the baraita? Rashi says, damar reisha de matnitin, yom echad kamar. The beginning of the Mishnah said, 1 day. Al korchach meta ben wa av de katani, that which it said when the father or son died, kegon she met velo hinikatu klal. That's talking about she wasn't even breastfeeding at all yet. V'amay hariz aget. Why do we say it's a get? Harilonit kem klumina tanai. Nothing from the condition was fulfilled if there was no time that was spent. So the Gemara answers, Kashya, you're right. It's difficult. We don't have an answer. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we have a baraita. This is your divorce. If you serve my father for 2 years, or you breastfeed my son for 2 years, even if the condition was not fulfilled, this is a get. Because he didn't say to her, if you serve him, if you don't serve him, right? We said double condition that we said earlier, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Or if you breastfeed, if you don't breastfeed. If you word it in a double condition, that's a condition. Otherwise, it's not. If you fulfill the condition, the get takes effect. If you don't fulfill the condition, the get does not take effect. Rashbag says, there is no tnai, there's no condition in the ketuvim that is not doubled. In all of the ketuvim. So the Gemara says, some say he's saying to Rabbi Meir. When some say he's responding to Rabbanan. How? How is he responding to Rabbi Meir? This is what he meant to say. There is no part of the scripture that has a condition that isn't doubled. Im yes, im no. And therefore, it's like two psukim that are coming to teach one thing. We have this one of these rules that we have. That anytime you have two psukim coming to say teach one thing, we can't learn from that. And so therefore, what do we say? Basically, we're trying to say every year that you don't need to have a double condition in your conditions. Meaning, if we're saying that two things, you can't even learn from it, so therefore, and those are double condition, therefore we can learn that you don't need to have a double condition in a tonight. A double like phrasing. Positive and negative. When some say he's speaking to the Rabbanan, this is what he meant to say. There's no condition within the scripture that isn't double. We have to learn from that all of your conditions, anytime you have a condition, it has to be double. It has to be a positive and a negative, the opposite of what we just said. So you can learn it both ways. So the Gemara says, we have a contradiction. This is your divorce if you serve my father for 2 years. Or if you breastfeed my son for 2 years. If one of them die, let's say either of them die, it's not considered a get. Even though the condition wasn't fulfilled, it's considered a get. Why? The son died or the father died. What can the woman say? Give me your father and I'll serve him. Bring him to me. Let me see him. He's not alive. He's dead. So she wants to serve him. She can't. So therefore, Rechachamim say, she's good to go. So the Gemara says, Kashe de Rabbi Meir, de Rabbi Meir. Kashe de Rabbanan, de Rabbanan. This is a contradiction on the previous Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan we just brought. The previous ones were the opposite opinions that we just saw. In the previous case, we saw that if, let's go back, if we said that if he says, serve my father for 2 years and you get this get, what did we say? Even though the condition wasn't fulfilled, it's considered a get, according to Rabbi Meir. Over here it's saying the opposite, it's not considered a get. In the previous case, the Chachamim said it's not considered a get, and over here it's saying that it is considered a get. So the Gemara doesn't understand, so the Gemara says, the Rabbi Meir la kasha. Rabbi Meir is not difficult. Over there earlier, why did we say the get was fulfilled? Because he didn't double up his tanai. Like Rabbi Meir holds, you need to say, im yes, im no. So that's why the get was fulfilled right away. But over here, he doubled up the tanai until the condition is fulfilled, the get doesn't take effect. So the Gemara says, Verabbanan, the Rabbanan la kasha, and the rabbis aren't difficult. Why? Who are the Chachamim over here? Rashbag, he is following the opinion of Rashbag. Anytime there is something stopping the woman from being able to fulfill the condition, but it's not the result of her, then the get takes effect. Only if it's a result of her, she said, I'm not doing it or whatnot, then she doesn't get the get. Tana Rabbanan. And so that was how you would explain the Rabbanan, that it's really Rashbag over here. Tana Rabbanan, the brightness says, Amar la bifnei shnayim, harei ze gitecha manasseh teshamshi et aba shtei shanim. He says in front of two people, this is your get, on condition that you serve my father for 2 years. V'chazar v'amar la bifnei shnayim, then he retracted and said in front of two witnesses, harei ze gitech al menasseh tenili matnayim zuz. He says, no, this is your condition, this is your get, on condition that you give me 200 zuz. So the Gemara says, lo bitel divir acharon et arishon. The latter phrase that he said does not come and be mevatel and contradict the earlier phrase. She can do either or. She can either serve the father or she can give 200 zuz. Aval amar la bifnei shnayim. But if he said in front of two witnesses, harezek itech al manash titnili matayim zuz. This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Ah, v'chazar v'amar. And then he retracted and said, la bifnei shnayim, in front of two people, harezek itech al manash titnili shalosh meot zuz. No, this is your get until you give me, unless you give me 300 zuz. This is your get on condition that you give me 300 zuz. So now what is he doing? He changed the 200 to 300. That sounds like he's being mevatel. So bitel divrei acharon et arishon. The latter phrase comes in as mevatel, the earlier phrase. Ve'en echan min arishonim ve'echan min acharim mitzarfin. One of the first set of witnesses and one of the latter set of witnesses cannot come to join together to testify. Right? He had the first set where he said his first phrase. The second set where he's retracted. One from each of them cannot combine together. So the Gemara says, yeah, what is it going on? Is that going on the Reisha or the Seifa? In Lema Seifa, maybe it's going on the Seifa that he said 200 and then he retracted, said 300. Hare bitel, batel. Hold on, why would you ever need two witnesses to come together? The second phrase was already mevatel, the first phrase. Why would you even need two witnesses to come together? Ela, a Reisha, it must be talking about going on the Reisha that the second phrase of give me 200 zuz is not coming to be mevatel, the first phrase of the condition of serving my father. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u de tema." I would have thought to say, "Kola kiume tanai mitzarfin." Anytime you're coming to try to establish a condition, then you can combine the first and second set of witnesses from one of each. Hamashmalan comes to my teacher said, "No, you're not allowed even to do that." New Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. Hareza gitech im lobati mekan vashoshim yom. This is your get if I don't come from now until 30 days. Vahiyaholech from Yehuda to Galil. He was going from Yehuda to Galil. He got to Antipras vechazar batel tenao. He got to Antipras and he returned. That's his get is batel. So the hareza gitech, his condition is batel. Yeah. Hareza gitech. This is your get. Im lo bati mikan vashoshim yom. If I don't come in the next 30 days. Vahiyaholech mi Galil Yehuda. He's going from Galil to Yehuda. Vigiel kvar otnai. He got to the village of Otnai vechazar batel tenao. And then he retracted. He came back. Then his tanai is batel. His condition is batel. Hareza gitech, case number 3. This is your divorce. Im lo bati mikam rashashim yom. If I don't come in the next 30 days. V'hai olecha midinat hayem. He's going to chutz la'aretz. V'higia le'ako. And he reached Akko. Akko, is it Israel or not? Let's see. V'chazar. And then he returned. Batel tanao. We understand the condition is batel. Seemingly that Akko is considered chutz la'aretz. Hareza gitech, case number 4. This is your divorce. Kol. All the meanwhile that I don't see your face for 30 days, I'll pass your face for 30 days. We'll see what that means. If he was going and coming, going and coming, since he didn't go in private with her during those 30 days, it's considered a get. So let's explain. So the Gemara says, does that mean that Antipharas, the first case, is in Galil? Or meaning we have a contradiction. Antifras be Yehuda. Antifras is in Yehuda. Ukvar Otnai be Galil. The village of Otnai is in Galil. Binatayim, in between them, Metilin Otah L'Chumrah. We view it stringently, and we say that the woman would be considered divorced if she went in between, sorry, if the man went in between those areas and came back, we'll view the chumra that she's going to consider divorce and she's asur to marry a kohen. Migoreshet ve'ina migoreshet. She's divorced b'safek. So what do you see over here? Rashi says, linaseh begetzeh, safek batel malach rishon, po'il ba'avar antipras, havelei safek galil u'batel. It's safek if it's galil and it's batel. Sha'ere chazar v'toch shoshim. He returned within 30 days. Or Shema Safek Yehuda, or maybe it's Safek Yehuda. Velo Batel Tanaon, maybe the condition is not Batel. And therefore the get would be fulfilled. So we're in doubt if this Antiferas is considered in the Galil or not. He said, I'm going from Yehuda to Galil when I come back. But maybe he never left. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Tzrei Tanae Kamarla. He said two conditions. Imatina le Galil Altar Levi Gita. If I get to the Galil right away, you should receive, your get will take effect. And if I am away for 30 days and I don't come back, you should have a get. It's two separate conditions. So he says, he went to Antiferas and he came back. That's not Galil. He wasn't away for 30 days. So batel tanao, that's why the condition is batel. Then we said, the second case. So the Gemara said, or rather, it's the third case. The Memra, we said that Akko, the Akko Medinat Hayam Kaima. Is that to say that Akko is in Chutz La'aretz? Because he said, when I go to the Chutz La'aretz and come back, and he went to Akko and came back, is Akko Chutz La'aretz? The Gemara says, V'ha'amar of Safra, ki avu miftere rabbanan mehadade. When the rabbis would leave each other, when they would separate from each other, be'akko avu miftere. They would all go to Akko, and Akko is where they would separate from each other. Why? Mishum da asur latzen me'eretz the chutz la'aretz. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz la'aretz. This is a prohibition. You're not allowed to. If a person is in Israel, he's not allowed to leave Israel to go to chutz la'aretz. Obviously, unless the Gemara, we're going to learn Masachim Kiddushin, talks about a few reasons why a person would be allowed to leave. Or actually, we learn this also rather in Masachim Ketubot. So the Gemara talks about three reasons why a person was allowed to leave Israel. One is for a shiduch to get married. One is for parnasa, and one is for a limud Torah. For Talmud Torah to teach Torah, or ability to learn Torah, so on and so forth. So Parnasa, that's Parnasa, right? So those three reasons are the leniencies. Other than that though, person wants to just go on vacation outside, that's such a great reason. So the Gemara says, so that's why they wouldn't want to leave Akko, because Akko is considered like Israel. So Akko is not Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Trei Tanae Kamarla. He was saying two conditions. If I get to Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, right away it should be a get. If I don't come back in 30 days, it should be a get. Two different conditions. He went to Akko and came back. That's not outside of Israel. He also was not away for 30 days. So batel tanao, so the condition is batel, and therefore the get does not take effect. Hareza gitech. Kozman she'evor panay 30 days, right? We said anytime he passes her face for 30 days and doesn't see it, what does that mean? So the Gemara says v'halo avar, he didn't pass her face, meaning he was going and coming, he kept coming back into the city. So the Gemara says marav una my panay, what does it mean? Her face tashmish, that's talking about relations. Right, exactly. V'amay karele panay, why does it call her face? Lishname aliyah nakat, it wanted to speak in a nice clean language, it didn't want to talk about tashmish, so it referred to it as face. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Le'olam panayach mamash." No, really talking about her face. So, mi katani harizu megureshet. Did we say it's considered divorce? That he was going in and out? No, it said hariza get katani. It said it's still considered a get. Dilo have get yashan. It's not considered a get yashan, an old get. What's a get yashan? So the way Rashi explains it is. Yeah, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Get Yashan." Kol shenit yached ima ben ktiva lenetina. Anytime he goes into yichud with her between the writing of the get and the giving of the get, that's considered get Yashan. It would be no good. You cannot do that. You can't go in private with her. Why? Rashi says, "Upesalu rabbanan mishum shema yomru gita kodem lina." We're afraid that maybe people will say, "Oh, the get was given before he had a child with this woman. Let's say he had a child with her, and then what's going to happen?" People are going to assume this child came from a marriage. They weren't even married. Okay? So that's why it's not considered a get yashan. Whenever 30 days arrives, then it's considered again. So this case, it says, I haven't seen your face in 30 days. It's really talking about the face, he's saying. And if he comes back and forth, that doesn't be mevatel the get, but it restarts the time again. So he has 30 days again, he has to go away until the get is fulfilled. Tanya kavatei Rabbi Yochanan, we have a right delegate Rabbi Yochanan. Hareza gitech kozman she'evor mineged panayach 30 yom, if I don't see you for 30 days. He was going and coming, going and coming. Since he didn't go in private with her, it's considered a get. We're not worried about the get yashan that we said, because he didn't go in private with her. So we have no worry that he went in private because he didn't. So the Gemara says, why don't we worry that maybe he appeased her? He came back, he spoke to her, appeased her, and therefore it's gone, it's finished. Why do we say the get takes effect? Amar Abba Bar Huna, Achi Amar Abba Mari Mishmei de Rav, this is what they said in the name of Rav. I trust her to say, if she says that I did not come, we trust her and we believe her. That's what's happening here. So the Gemara says, some teach us on the Mishnah, if I don't come from now until 12 months, from now you get umet betoch 12 months, and then he dies within 12 months, hareiz a get, it's considered a get. So the Gemara says, PS, why don't we worry that he came and he spoke to her and they made up and everything was fine? Why are we assuming they get still his effect? Amar Abba Bar Rav Huna, Hachi Amar Abba Mari Mishmei de Rav, they said in the name of Rav, Be'omer ne'emenet alai lomar shalobati. She has believed on me to say that I didn't come. If she says I didn't come, I didn't come. So we have the case that's taught in the Mishnah over here now, and the case is taught in the Braita. So the Gemara says, "Mandit matnila matniti." The one who teaches this on the Mishnah, kosher kana baraita. How much more so on the baraita? Mandit matnila baraita, and the one who's teaching it on the baraita, avala matniti halo ata. But on the Mishnah, no, it wouldn't be the same thing because he didn't come. And so if he didn't come, the get takes effect. The get would take effect. So the one who says on the Mishnah, how much more so on the baraita? But the one who says that we believe her to say that he never came. But the one who says on the baraita, we would not say it on the Mishnah because he never actually ended up coming, right? Rashi says, "Avala matnitin demet betoch yud bet chodesh velo ra'inu sheba ba'ir mishiyatsa." We didn't see him come back. Lo chashinu shem epiyes. We're not worried. Afilu lo himnei alei mikara haveget. Even though, still we believe that it's a get. Dehalo ata, because he never actually came. Okay. Okay. So we'll stop there for today. We'll just do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Amud Bet by the discussion of the father. Even if the father in the Mishnah, we said, conditioned to serve the father for 2 years. If the father says no, it's okay. It's not considered a get. The father doesn't have that jurisdiction, right? That was case number one. Case number two was we went through all this contradiction between the opinion of the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. We explained the Rabbi Meir, and then we said Chachamim. Who is the Chachamim over here? We said really the Chachamim over here is referring to Rashbag, who says that any time not giving an opportunity to be able to do the condition is not from the woman, the get takes effect. Part number three was a new Mishnah of 4 cases of Im Lo Bati. If I didn't come within the next 30 days and this condition, it gets fulfilled. We brought these 4 cases. And then the last part of the daf was going through these different cases and understanding the case of, if I don't see your face for 30 days, it's a get. So we said, hold on, he came and went. He saw her face. Like when I explained, 2 opinions. 1, talking about relations. He didn't have relations. 2, it's really seeing her face. It's not saying you're divorced. Saying the get is still active. And when 30 days passes and he hasn't seen you, then the get would take effect. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.